Begin the current daf Masechtas Avodah Zarah daf Chaf Aleph. Begin on the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis, in the bottom line, where the Gemara continues with the next mishnah in the series of the previous mishnayos, discussing things that are forbidden to do for a non-Jew. Which the mishnah says, "Ein maskirin lahem." One is not allowed to sell to the Ovdei Kechavim, to the non-Jews, the idol worshippers, batim be'eretz Yisrael, homes in Eretz Yisrael. And as we'll see in the Gemara, it's a concern for selling him a home in Eretz Yisrael, which that is a biblical prohibition as well in the previous daf, because you're giving them chaniya, you're giving them a resting place in the land in Eretz Yisrael, which the pasuk says, lo yisachon, you're not allowed to give them a resting place. So since you're not allowed to sell, so the Rabbanan decreed also you're not allowed to rent him a home in Eretz Yisrael, to give him, to lease him an apartment. Now, ve'ein tzorach lo mesadis, and you know him to say that for sure you're not allowed to lease to him a field in Eretz Yisrael, because there, as the Gemara will explain, there's two Yisrael, two problems. Now that's in Eretz Yisrael proper. Now Ubisuria, which is known as Aram Tseva, which is near Eretz Yisrael, some parts of modern-day Syria, which David conquered, and he attached it to the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael, not by divine command, and neither was it with the 600,000, meaning with the Jewish people as a whole. That's what's known as Kibush Yochid, as an individual conquering of different lands. So there, the halacha is a little bit different. As we continue on top of Chaf Aleph Man Aleph, there maskirin lehem batim. There, you are allowed to lease a house to the idol worshippers, and we don't make a decree that you might come to sell it, because even if you do sell them a house in Aram Tzaiva, one is not violating the biblical command, because when does it say that you're not allowed to give them chaniya in the karka leisichanim? That is as the context of the pasuk there is told about when you come to Eretz Yisrael, where that's a significant chaniya that's prohibited. Now, however, straight up selling to them, that's forbidden, because there the rabbanan did make a gezeira that if we let you sell it right over there, right next to Eretz Yisrael proper, you might come to sell in Eretz Yisrael, which is the biblical violation. So then rabbinically they said, you're not allowed to sell in Aram Tzaiva in Syria. But to rent, which in itself is not a biblical prohibition, it's just a rabbinic concern, there we said that you're allowed to rent it to them, a house in Syria. Avalei saw this, but still, you're not allowed to lease to them a field in Syria, because as we said, there's two Isurim, and there we made even a Gezeirat Rabbanan, even on leasing them, renting them a field. Now that was in Eretz Yisrael, and that is in Syria. And then Ubechutz Laretz, which is out of Eretz Yisrael, meaning at a distance, far away from Eretz Yisrael, where there it's not applicable to make a decree to say that if we let you sell to them far away, then you might come to sell in Eretz Yisrael, because it's not even near to make that confusion. There the halach is, meichel and batim, you're allowed to even sell them homes, but umaskirin sadis. You're only allowed to lease to them a field, but you're not allowed to sell them a field, because ultimately there's still two isurim over there, so they were even still over there, made the gzer drabanan about leasing them a field. That's the Remeir. This was the opinion of Remeir. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, he says, regarding all these three areas that Remeir spoke about, he takes it one step down, a little bit more lenient. It says, Be'eretz Yisrael, maskirin lehem batim. You're allowed to lease them a home, to rent it out to them. Avalei sadis, but not to fields. Ubisuria and Surya, meichrin batim, umaskirin sadis. You're allowed to even sell homes. In contrast to Remeir, who says you rent it to them. Here he says you could even sell them homes. Umaskirin sadis, and you're allowed to rent out to them fields. Ubechutz laretz, and out of Eretz Yisrael, far away, meichrin eilu ve'eilu. Then you're allowed to sell both homes and fields. And as the Gemara will explain, the reason for Rabbi Yis's opinion. Now continues the Mishnah, Af b'makom she'amar lahaskir, even in the place where they said that you're allowed to rent to them a home, but there the halacha was lo lebeis dira amar, that wasn't said for a residential purpose of him dwelling over there. Rather, it's for the utility of storing things like wood or straw. And the reason why you can't rent out to him an apartment where he would live, because then he's going to bring all his stuff where he lives, and he's going to bring his deity, his idol with him, which is forbidden. Like it says in the Pasuk in Devarim, since it's really your home, you're just leasing it out to him, he's going to bring an abomination into your home that's forbidden, and therefore you're not allowed to rent out to him a home for residential purposes, rather for storage purposes. Now, moreover, concludes the Mishnah, b'chal makom lo yaskir le'samechetz. Now, in any place, not just Eretz Yisrael or Surya, even chutz laretz, no matter where it is, even though we spoke about leasing out homes or fields, you never let her lease out to him a bathhouse. Why? Because it's still called the Jews' bathhouse. Now, whoever's going to see that bathhouse is running on Shabbos, that it's heated up, they see that the bath is steam coming out, they're going to say that the bath attendants are the agents of the Jew. Now that's problematic, because even if the bathhouse attendants are non-Jews, that gives the appearance of a violation of a mir la'akam, of telling a non-Jew to do something forbidden on Shabbos, which is prohibited in all situations, unless in certain circumstances. And because of that, one is never allowed to lease it out, because everyone knows that this is Moshe the Jew's bathhouse, and look, it's functioning on Shabbos, must be he violated a mir la'akam, and that's why you're not allowed to lease out to him a bathhouse ever, because it's going to be working on Shabbos. Now the Gemara asks regarding the wording that we said in the Mishnah, that Reb Meir said that it's prohibited to lease out homes in Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have to say that it's prohibited regarding fields. So ask the Gemara, my insoch lemesadis, what does that mean? And we don't have to say fields, as if it's obvious that if you're not allowed to rent out homes to the non-Jews in Eretz Yisrael, for sure not fields. Why is that more severe? Elaim, if you're going to say Mishum the Isbatarte, because as we mentioned, because there's two problems. What's the two problems? What's the two violations? Well, Chodach and Yiskarko. One problem about sending out a field is you might come to sell him a field, which that's a problem about giving him a dwelling place in the land, which is biblically prohibited. V'chodach, and another reason is the Komafka Lamemaiser. Because when he has the land, he's not giving tithes on it. And there's a biblical obligation that the produce that grows in the fields have to have a tithe taken off, and if a non-Jew is taking possession of it, there's not going to be maaser being taken off. And that has to Gemara Yehachi, if that's the case, well then batim nami katarti. Then what I mean, the homes should have the same two problems, and field shouldn't be any more severe. Chadach ani is karka, home is the same thing, it's on a piece of property where you're giving him dwelling in the land. And chadach de komafkala mezuzah. Another thing is, when the non-Jew is in that residence, he's not going to have a mezuzah on the home, yet there's an obligation of the home of the Jew, just like the field of the Jew, to have, just like there, to have ma'isa taken off of it. Here it's that a mezuzah has to be on it. There's a mezuzah's beisecha. And by the non-Jew living there's not going to be a mezuzah. So it's also going to be excluding it from a certain mitzvah. So why is sadda mochamad and ba'is? That Amram Masharshi says, no, mezuzah, the obligation of having a scroll that has the Shema on the doorpost, chayves hadarhu. It's the obligation of the one who dwells over there. In other words, it's what's called gavra, not tchefts. It's the person, but there's not an obligation of the home. The Jewish home doesn't have to have a mezuzah. It's the Jew who lives there has to have a mezuzah. So therefore, when the non-Jew is living there, that's not excluding from the mitzvah a mezuzah, because the pasuk says, a mezuzah is beisecha. With the word beisecha, your home could be read bi'ascha, the way that you come in. Obviously, for the one who comes in and out, the Torah is warning him that you have to have a mezuzah on your home, but not that the Jewish home has to have a mezuzah. So if the non-Jew is there, that's not a bimafkia for the mitzvah mezuzah. And therefore, there's only one problem about chaniyah bekarka, and therefore if we say you can't lease out to them a home in Eretz Yisrael, for sure you cannot lease out a field, which has a second problem, that of being mafkia, of excluding it from the obligations of meiser, of tithing of the produce. So that was we explained about regarding Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah continued in the opinion of Reb Meir, Besurya in Surya, Maskirin Batim Vechulu, you could rent to them houses, but not fields. So the Gemara asks, Maishno Mechir Delay, why is it that we said regarding homes that you now sell to them in Surya? Obviously, Mishnah Mechir Eretz Yisrael, because if we let you sell them a home in Surya, which is right there, connected to Eretz Yisrael, you might come to sell them a home in Eretz Yisrael, which is a biblical violation of Lo Yisachanim. But then, so then you should make the same decree regarding renting them a home. Just like in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to rent a home. So to in Surya, we should decree that if we let you lease out apartments right over there in Surya, which is connected to Eretz Yisrael, you might come to lease out an apartment in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, no, he gufa gzera. In Eretz Yisrael, leasing out an apartment is only rabbinically prohibited because you might come to do the biblical violation of selling. As the Gemara says many times in Shas, and we're going to go make a decree for a decree? We're going to say you can't lease out an apartment in Surya because you might come to lease out an apartment there to Israel, which itself is a gezerah. So would you be making a gezerah for a gezerah? That we don't do, and therefore you're allowed to lease out an apartment in Surya, you just can't sell it, because that would be one gezerah of you might come to sell in there to Israel, which is the biblical prohibition. But the Gemara asks, but Veschiris saw the Besurya, so that was regarding homes, that you're allowed to lease out an apartment in Surya. But on that, as the Gemara, but regarding leasing out a field in Surya, the gzeru le gzeruhu, that is a decree of a decree. Because the Gemara's assumption right now is that why can you not lease out a field in Surya? Because you might come to lease out a field in Eretz Yisrael, and v'kuk gazrinan, and you see we're making such a decree, because even leasing out a field in Eretz Yisrael is only a decree because you might come to sell a field in Eretz Yisrael. And yet, still we see that regarding a field in Surya, we do say it's asr. By homes we don't, but by field you do. So you see, we do make a gzera l'gzera. So why is a bayis any different than a field? So Zigmar, no, hasam lav gzeru. It's not true. by the fields in there in Surya, that you're not allowed to lease it out to him is not a decree because of a decree. Kesavar, it's because actually Remeir holds kibush yachid shmei kibush. The individual conquering of David HaMelech of Surya is considered in halacha as conquering, and that is because Surya is considered as part of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, selling anything in Surya is a prohibition, whether he's selling a home or a field. So therefore, the leasing of the fields of Surya is not exerted because you might come to lease out in Eretz Yisrael. Rather, it's because of the selling of the fields in Surya itself, which the selling of the fields in Surya is not a gzera, it's its own biblical violation. Now, however, the Rabbanu were not as stringent as Eretz Yisrael proper, although we're saying kibush yachid shmei kibush, it's still not Eretz Yisrael itself. And therefore, they did not make the rabbinic decree of that not to allow the rental of homes, that you might come to sell the homes, although selling the homes in Surya would be the biblical violation. For that, they weren't so stringent, as the Gemara explains. Sadadis, but Tarti, regarding fields, which, as we said, have two problems, two violations. So there, Gazabe Rabbanan, there the Rabbanan made a gezerah that you're not allowed to lease the fields, because you might come to sell the fields. And then that's one gezerah, because it's a biblical violation of Surya. We consider it as the halachas of Eretz Yisrael. But bottom, the last but Tarti, regarding homes that doesn't have two Eastern, has one. So, like Gazabe Rabbanan, the other one, were not gezerah, even though seemingly it's one step away, it's not gezerah. Still, they weren't as stringent as Eretz Yisrael proper, even though David Melech attached it to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, one is not allowed to sell a home in Surya, because that would be the loisachanim, a biblical violation, but leasing, they did permit in Surya. Now, the third category that we spoke about, the Mishnah said, b'chutz la'aretz v'chulu, out of Eretz Yisrael, far away, so he said, you're allowed to sell even homes, but you're allowed to at least lease fields, but not to sell homes. So the Gemara explains why. Because Sadudis Beitarti, regarding fields that have two prohibitions attached to them, so Gazab Rabbanah, the other Rabbanah will geyser, that you're only allowed to rent the field, but you're not allowed to sell it, because you might come to sell in Eretz Yisrael. Batim, the last Beitarti, regarding homes that doesn't have two prohibitions attached to it, so the other Gazab Rabbanah, the other Rabbanah will not geyser, and you're allowed to even sell the homes, because although one might come to sell in Eretz Yisrael, it's only one issur, they weren't as stringent as by fields is two issurim, then they were so stringent even though Chutz La'aretz is very far away from Eretz Yisrael. So that was all an explanation of Remeir's opinion. Then the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yisi, I mean, he said everything one step lower. He says, Be'eretz Yisrael, maskir lehem batam mechulu, in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to even lease to them homes, which obviously they were not geyser, that if we're going to come to let you lease the home, you might come to sell it, which is the biblical prohibition, but not by fields. So fields, you're not allowed to even lease it to them in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, my time, what's the reason? So as we said before, saw this dispute tarity regarding fields that have two prohibitions, where by the selling of the field, you would be violating two prohibitions. One is that you'll give them chaniyah b'karka, other one you'll be excluding it from ma'isir. So there goes the Rabban, and there Rabban will geyser, that you're not allowed to lease it because you might come to sell it. Batim, the less butarti, but by homes where there's no two prohibitions, if one would sell it, it would be only one. Le goes around, so the Rabban will not geyser, by leasing, that you might come to sell. Now the next category was Ubisurya, Rabbi Yossi holds, Meichrin v'chulu, there you're allowed to sell homes, and you're allowed to lease out fields. My time, what's the reason? So here he disagrees with your mayor, because he holds in the halach of Surya, is fundamentally different. Ksavi kibush yachad loishmei kibush, he holds that the conquering of the individual, meaning of David HaMelech, which wasn't with the whole of the Jewish people, does not have in halacha as if it was conquered by the Jewish people to be considered as Eretz Yisrael proper, and therefore there actually is no biblical prohibition of selling homes over there. So, besad this batarti, regarding fields that there's two prohibitions attached to it, so Gazab Rabbanah, the Rabbanah will geyser, that you're not allowed to sell in Surya because you might come to sell in Eretz Yisrael, but it's only regarding selling. Renting? Yeah, you could, because that would be gzera l'gzera. Batim, the last butarti, regarding homes that doesn't have two prohibitions, so like Gazab Rabbanah, the Rabbanah will not geyser even to sell, because selling is not a problem, it's not considered as Eretz Yisrael. It would only be gzera otter Eretz Yisrael, we only make that gzera by things that have two isurim, but not by like homes, which only has one isur attached to it. The third category, the Mishnah says, b'chutz la'aretz meichrin v'chulu, regarding chutz la'aretz, there Rabbi Yisi holds, you're allowed to sell both homes and fields. Says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Given the merachik, since it's so far away, like Gazrin, we're in Gaiz, the whole thing is because of Chaniyah in Eretz Yisrael, in the United States of America, it's so far away, you're not concerned if you allow the selling over there, that you might come to sell in Eretz Yisrael, even, let's say, something of fields that has two Yisroom attached to it. Amar Shmuel, halacha, Rabbi Yisi, halacha is like Rabbi Yisi, that one is more lenient, and actually even in Eretz Yisrael, one is allowed to rent homes to the non-Jew, and Surya, of course, and Chutz La'aretz, that one is allowed to even sell homes to the non-Jews. Now, that Rav Yisuf, he says, however, as long as one does not make a non-Jewish neighborhood, that, then you're allowed to go ahead and sell in some places and even rent the homes to the non-Jews. Says the Gemara, how much is a neighborhood that it's prohibited to make such a big sale or rental that there's going to be so many non-Jews in one place? A neighborhood is not less than three people. So although one can make a sale or rental, depending where it is, to a non-Jew, but not that it's going to be a group of three. So that asks the Gemara, but if you're concerned about making a neighborhood, so how do you let even a sale or rental of one to one non-Jew, but the Leichish, we should be concerned as follows. Dima Azul HaYisrael, maybe this Jew that you said he's allowed to make a sale, he's going to go Mazvin L'Charei V'Kachav, he's going to go and sell the home to an individual non-Jew. The Azul HaYich, and now that non-Jew is going to go Mazvin L'Litrei, and then he's going to go and subdivide his property, his lot, and he's going to sell to split it to another two non-Jews, and he's going to keep a third for himself, and then voila, there's a neighborhood by selling it to one non-Jew. So how you allowed to even sell it to one? It might turn into a neighborhood. And that Rav Abayi, he says, by way of comparison of the halacha of lifnei iver, as we mentioned in the previous dafim, a lifnei mifkadinan. We're only commanded on not putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person, meaning causing one step. A lifnei de lifnei le mifkadinan. Regarding a cause or because of a cause, we're not commanded to. In other words, we don't go so far. You're not allowed to sell to three non-Jews to make a neighborhood, but we're not concerned that if you sell this one property, he might go ahead and subdivide and sell it to another two people. That we don't have to be concerned for, and therefore that's not problematic. It's just that the Jew himself cannot sell to three non-Jews in one place to make a neighborhood. Now the Mishnah said and qualified, and af b'makom she'amru lahaskir, even in places where we said that one is allowed to rent an apartment, a home to a non-Jew, but that was only for storage purposes, but not for dwelling purposes, as we said, because then he's going to bring his deity in with him, which is forbidden because le'savit tevel be'secha. Now, the Gemara makes a diuk. We had two opinions we mentioned in the first half of the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir B'Isi says the Gemara, the wording of the Mishnah indicates, mechlal de'ika duchte de'loy mugri. It's obvious that there are places that you're not allowed to rent out an apartment to the non-Jew. It says, even a place where you're allowed to rent it out, but it's not for residential purposes. So says the Gemara, so this second half of the Mishnah is anonymously like Rav Meir, who says that there are places that you're not allowed to rent out to the non-Jew, which is in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Rav Yisi, if this would be going like Rav Yisi, b'chol duchtim mugri. He says you're allowed to rent out a home to a non-Jew everywhere, even Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, it's like Rav Meir, not like Rav Yisi. Now the Mishnah concluded by saying, but wherever the person is, the Jew, is one thing he's never allowed to rent to the non-Jew is a bathhouse. So Tanya Lin the Brisa elaborates on this halacha. He says, a person is not allowed to rent out his bathhouse to an idol worshiper, a non-Jew. Why? Because the bathhouse is a significant piece where everyone knows this is the Jew's bathhouse. Now, problem is, if he leases it out to the non-Jew, a non-Jew could do work on Shabbos, and he's going to do work on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, it's going to give the appearance, everyone's going to say, what? Look at Moshe's bathhouse. There's smoke coming off of it. How's it possible? It's Shabbos. He can't do malacha. Obviously, he told the non-Jew to do the work. It's Amir La'akim. He's violating a rabbinic preset of not telling a non-Jew to do malacha on Shabbos. So because of that concern, one is never allowed to rent out a bathhouse to a non-Jew on Shabbos. Now, that is the Gemara. That sounds like for Evi Kechav. Avalakuti mai. But what's with a kuti? Kuti were these groups of subpar converts to the Jewish people that lived in the upper part of Eretz Yisrael. What would it sound like the halach would be? That it would be permitted to rent out a bathhouse to the kutim because they don't do malach on Shabbos. They keep the biblical halacha. Well, kuti eimer avid be malacha b'chol shemay, but still we run into a problem with kutim that we should say that maybe they're going to do work on chol mayid, and the reason for that is because they don't expound the rabbinic interpretation of the Torah, which doesn't say explicitly in the Torah not to do work on chol shemayid. They do work, and malacha is forbidden on chol shemayid. So if the bathhouse is running on chol mayid, that's also going to be a problem that it's going to look like that the Jew is having this running on chol mayid, which is forbidden. So why is it only forbidden of kuchav, not of kuti? The weekday part of the Yom Tov, the Chol, what we call Chol Moed, we also are allowed to heat up the bathhouses because that is a permitted malacha for Chol Moed, and there's no problem. But the Gemara has a different question. It sounded like this whole halacha was one is not allowed to rent out a bathhouse to a non-Jew. because of the concern for what it looks like on Shabbos that Malach is being done. Avol sedeyu leiv kechavemai, but what about the Jew's field to rent it out to a non-Jew? What's the halacha? To lease it out. Sounds like Shari would be permitted to lease it out, where at least if there's no concern of the halacha of leisachanim, of giving him a possession in the land, for example, lechutzlarts, where even though it's called by the Jew's name, even though this is Moshe's field, they were not concerned that it's going to have the appearance that the non-Jew is the agent of doing malacha for the Jew on Shabbos, which is forbidden. Now, my time, why is that permitted? Obviously, because arisa arisu sekaved is that people are going to say, oh, no, the Jew didn't tell him to do work on Shabbos. That he's a sharecropper. The sharecropper does his own work. I mean to say he takes someone else's field, and it's that guy's monetary investment, and this guy's doing the work, and they split it to half, a third, a quarter, whatever the what they made up beforehand, and it's incumbent upon the artist, the sharecropper, to do the work. It's not the Jew who has the work, and then he's telling him to do it. That, there's no problem. It's not the Jew who's telling him to do it. The artist could do it on his own. So merchetz nami. So then the bathhouse also. Ami arisa arisu sekaved. So why don't we say the same thing by the bathhouse? Why don't we say that people will assume that no, it's not that he's violating a mir lachem. It's that they had a sharecropping agreement where the non-Jew said, "Look, you own the bathhouse. You have nothing to do with operations. It's only my work. I do all the work, and we'll split the profits." Which that's permitted because the Jews not tell him to do it on Shabbos. So just like we say by the field it's permitted, why don't we say the same thing by the bathhouse? Says the Gemara, in the arisa de merchas le'avdi inchi. People don't normally make a sharecropping agreement on the bathhouse. By fields they do, so people will assume that that's what it is, and not be done l'kav cheva and have a problem of chashad of a mir la'akum. But by bathhouse, that's not usually what's done, and therefore it will be suspect, and therefore that is a problem, and therefore you're not allowed to ever rent out a bathhouse to a non-Jew. Now, Tanya Lutin of Bryce, Shimon Lo's like me, he says, lo yasker adam sedeyu l'kuti. A person is not allowed to lease out his field to a kuti, because ultimately it's called the Jew's field. And this kuti is going to be doing work on Chol HaShemayit, which is problematic, and it's going to give the appearance that the Jew is doing this. Now, ask the Gemara, but what's with if it was leased out to a non-Jew? Sounds like then Shari would be permitted. Why? Because the Amri, because people are going to say, Arisa, Arisusi Avid, okay, because it's a sharecropper. So fine, he could do work on Chol HaMoed, on Shabbos. It's his own work. It's not the Jew telling him to do it. If that's the case, then kuti nami. Then why do we say that's a problem by the kuti? Amri arisa arisu siyavad. So why can't you rent it out? Even if, let's say, which we discussed before, if Malach on Chol HaShemayit is a problem or it's not a problem, but like the Rebbe Shimon Lo is saying that it is a problem, but why is it a problem? So the kuti is doing it. Why does it reflect poorly on the Jew? Why don't we just say that it was a sharecropping agreement? So that says the Gemara on the Tabach of Beis Amin Aleph, arisu siyavad Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar lesle. Shimon Lazar doesn't agree to that permissibility of saying that people will assume that it's a sharecropping agreement. He doesn't say that people will suspect that the Jew told them to do the work on Shabbos or Chol HaShemayit if that's forbidden, and therefore we run into that problem about that wrongdoing appearance. Now, so then why did he pick it only by kuti, which sounds like, but if it was a Eivik Chavim, we'd be permitted to lease out the field? It's not because, as we said before, oh, because people will just say he's a sharecropper. No. Why does he infer that if it was leased out to a non-Jew, it would be permitted? It's because the Amrina lay, because we tell to the non-Jew, don't do work on Shabbos, don't do work on Chol HaMoed, b'tzais, and he listens. So we won't run into the problem. So the Gemara says, well, kuti nami amrina b'tzais. So why don't we say the same by the kuti? We'll tell him not to do work on Shabbos, and he'll listen and on Chol HaShemayit, and then we won't run into the problems. So the Gemara, kuti lo tzayis, the kuti will not listen. Because the Amr, he says, I'm more learned than you. And in what they knew, they were more learned. But they didn't know rabbinic law. And therefore, they don't know this halacha about mir la'akim. They don't know these finer points of law. And therefore, they're not going to listen. And therefore, we will run into the problem. And therefore, you're not allowed, according to Rabbi Shimon Lazar, lease out a field to a kuti. But that is the Gemara. If that's the case, that a kuti is going to do malacha on Chol HaShemayit, so my eerie, then why do we have to say the reason by the kuti? That you're not allowed to lease it to him, Nishanikr Sal Shemai, because it gives the appearance of wrongdoing of the Jew who owns it, who leased it out to him. Typically, we should say that even without this suspicion of this halach of chashad, there's a problem anyways about leasing it to him. Mishum lifnei evil leased to Mikshal, because of putting a stumbling block in front of a person, because Akuti, they were gerim, they were converts to the Jewish people. And they're commanded on the mitzvahs just like Jewish people. Unlike Oivdei Kechavim, non-Jews, who could do malach on Shabbos, because they're not commanded, it's just we say that a Jew is not allowed to tell him, or we're not allowed to even have that it might give the appearance that the Jew told him. But the Kuti has all the halacha, so he's not allowed to do malacha. So he shouldn't be allowed to lease it to him because he's going to do malacha chosheme, which is forbidden anyway. So if I get by chashad, it's because of lifnei iver. So the Gemara, yeah, chad devoid kamar, as the Gemara says many times, there's one reason, and then there's another reason. Chad mishum lifnei iver. One is because, yes, it would be a problem, of course, the biblical precept of not to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, meaning to be machshel someone in avera. And also, we said the other reason, because it's called on the Jewish person's name, and that's another reason where, because since it's the malacha, and it's going to look like the Jew told him, and as if the Jew is doing the malacha, and because of that, that's another reason why it's prohibited for the Jew to lease out a field to a kuti. But again, in contrast to the Ibdi Kachavim, who are going to listen, there we didn't have any problem about leasing out a field to a non-Jew. And according to B'Shem Elazar, it's not because of, as we said before, of Oris Arasusa Kavod, because if that would be the case, then we would say the same thing regarding a Kuti. Rather, it's because they listen, and not, and in contrast to a Kuti who doesn't listen.